Dear God, protect those girls. Mr. Henderson!
You can cut the act right now, Granny. I know you helped those kids escape.
I don't know.
Shut up!
Mr. Henderson! You have no right to talk to me
that
way.
It's all on you, lady. Those girls took your car. You've been protecting them for days.
I'm the one who called you.
So you could get the kid we had locked up.
I don't have any idea.
Drop it! I'm on to you, you old biddy. Turn around. Before you start feeling proud of what you've done, you need to know that we're going to find those kids soon. The best satellite surveillance is tracking them right now. You familiar with satellites, lady?
You familiar with prayer, Mr. Henderson? God will protect them, just like he will protect me.
He's doing a bang-up job so far. Come on.
The Kids Left Behind. Episode 55, Driving Angry.
Charlie, you gotta keep Phoenix quiet!
Well, he's excited to see you.
I'm excited to see him too, but right now I gotta drive.
This rain isn't helping either.
Tell me about it.
You think they'll stop following us at the city limits?
Why?
Isn't there like jurisdiction stuff? You know, cop stuff?
But just seagulls wherever they want.
Oh, I suppose.
Hold on! Oh!
Okay. I think Maggie needs air in her tires.
I think Maggie needs wiper blades.
I think Maggie needs a faster car.
You're doing fine. I didn't know you could drive.
Yeah, me neither. Corner, hang on!
They didn't make the turn!
They're doing donuts.
Okay, maybe we can lose them in one of these farms.
Find a barn that wasn't knocked over in the earthquake.
I'll take anything right now.
Over there! That silo that fell over!
Maybe you can drive in it.
One way to find out. Hold on! Start praying! Oh,
you mean keep praying?
Hang on!
Oh, it's collapsed! We can still park up close.
Oh, way ahead of you.
Shut the engine off.
All right. Break down!
Quiet. Quiet, boy.
Can you hear him? Not yet. How long should we wait? Was that both of them? I think so. Let's just wait a minute, just in case they come back. You still have Maggie's cell phone? I'm gonna call Mark. Yeah. Here. Thanks. Gonna let him know we're safe. I want to know if they're safe. Me too.
Hello?
Mark? It's Darian.
Darian? Oh, where are you?
I'm not sure. Northwest of Des Plaines. We have a car, and we have Charlie.
Oh, that's awesome.
Only problem is, we still have some cops following us. As soon as we lose him, we'll come find you.
Oh, that's great. Listen, we're staying at a place that's just west of Lake Geneva. It's perfect.
How did you find that?
Well, it's a long story. Let's just say we met some like-minded people.
Give me directions. We can probably be there in a couple of hours.
How are you feeling?
Like my eyes are on fire.
Don't sweat it. You'll get your chance for payback.
The other car's lost him.
Got it covered.
Decker.
Yeah, this is Deputy Commander Daryl Henderson. I understand you're working SATCOM tonight.
Yes, sir.
We're tracking a Mercury Grand Marquis on Route 12, northbound towards Wisconsin.
Now, you're probably driving through my backyard. What can I help you with?
You got a bird that can tell me where the car is right now?
Nobody's airborne at the moment. Your best bet is satellite, but with the weather being as it is, there's talk of a tornado.
It looks like it's clearing up where I am.
Well, I'll see what I can do and get back to you.
What'd he say?
Said he'd try to track him by satellite. He said the weather might mess that up.
He could be right.
I think he's just making excuses in case he blows it.
Let me try to call the station again. Were you expecting a call?
It might be Mark.
No, it's Natalie's phone. Should we answer it?
I say yes.
Yeah.
Still can't seem to get through, Commander. Any suggestions? try again later.
Okay. Who is it? Shh, it's Natalie. I think she's trying to tell us something.
What made you think of using the satellite?
It's all in the training. Now, I remember one time when I was in Syria with my Ranger unit. We had to use birds to find the rest of the unit.
Oh, they're tracking us by satellite.
Oh, no.
In this weather?
So as soon as we hear back from the SATCOM guys, we'll have their location.
Basically.
Yeah, they don't have us yet.
If they're heading north on Route 12 and those three cars are headed south from the Richmond roadblock, they can't miss them.
Natalie, you are the bomb. What did she say? Three cars headed our way from Richmond. We need to get off this road. Pronto.
Hang on!
Think you might want some night vision goggles?
Couldn't hurt. We may have to run with the lights off.
Catch.
All right.
What's going on? You weren't going to tell me you were going out?
What difference does it make? You're not coming with.
Excuse me?
I said you're not coming with. Just take a pill and get some sleep.
Who are you talking to? So no, you're not talking to me. I am coming with.
We don't have room in the car, Conrad. Besides, we can move faster with less people.
What is this, Semper Fi? I didn't realize you militia guys were so loyal.
It's got nothing to do with it, Conrad. I just want to get out there, get them, and get back. Now, if you'll excuse me, we gotta go rescue my girlfriend.
Listen, we'll be back soon. I'd rather someone were here watching the ladies anyway. And just between you, me, and the walls, I'd rather it were you.
Since you put it so nicely.
The weather seems to be clearing up.
That's bad!
That means they can see us?
Pretty much. We'll just have to keep praying.
They're right behind us!
Okay, this is worse than good weather.
Well, what should we do?
Like Vicky just said, keep praying.
Don't drive angry.
The roads are still slick.
At least there's some moonlight now.
For all the good it does. Hold on!
Whoa!
Do you remember where we're supposed to meet Mark?
Yeah, it's still up ahead of ways. Oh, I still see headlights back there.
Cow!
What?
Cow!
Cow!
There's a cow in the road!
Oh,
my God!
Everybody okay?
Physically? Yes.
How about you, Phoenix? You okay, boy?
Better than that cow.
Let's get out of here.
Where?
I say, that way, through the field.
Let's do it.
Sorry about the car, Maggie.
I don't think she'll care.
Oh, no. Come on, boy.
Head for the trees. They can't drive in there.
Where?
This way. Come on. Where to now? That way. That direction.
Come on, Phoenix.
They're on foot now.
Ouch. Oh. I think I see the end.
Hurry!
Did we lose him?
Doubt it. There's a road right up there.
Is that good news or bad news?
Good, I hope.
Car!
It's Mark!
All right, get in
there. Thank you.
Now, right now.
Get in there, boy.
Fire! Get out of the car now.
Yeah, that might happen.
Decker.
Decker, this is Henderson. I need a 20 on those perps. Where are they?
We lost them.
What? What do you mean you lost them? There's not a cloud in the sky up here.
They left their car and they ran into a wooded area. Sometime after that, the SATCOM system went down. But we're still trying to get it running.
Gah!
What's going on?
Those idiots lost them. We're going home.
Just checking out the underground webpage. We've been getting some rather raw fan mail.
You guys are gonna die soon? Nice stuff.
Yeah, look at this one. How many Ben Judites does it take to change a light bulb? None. They're waiting for Jesus to come back and do it for them.
Must have had a team of writers working on that one.
Yeah. Check this one out.
Hello, YTF. I'm 17, a believer in Christ, and visiting New Babylon.
New Babylon, huh? It could be next door right now.
My parents are not believers. My dad wants me to work for the global community. Oh, he says he's a computer guy.
I noticed. Keep reading.
The last thing I want to do is work for Carpathia, but my father insists. He says it's a great honor. Got any ideas, right as soon as possible. CW.
So, what do you think?
You're just going to assume he's on the level?
If he is, this kid's pretty jammed up. I think I should set up a meeting.
You don't think it could be a trap?
It could totally be a trap. I just don't think it is.
But you're gonna take the chance anyway.
Well, let's start with an email and see what happens.
You know, if you go down, there's a pretty good chance that I go down too.
Yeah?
I get these pretty bad vibes every now and then. This happens to be a now.
What is it with you, Lionel? You act like I never listen to you.
Not never, just not very often.
You sound like Vicky now.
Oh, really?
Hey, I didn't mean nothing by that.
Whatever.
Lionel! Hey, I got an email from that guy.
What'd he say?
We're gonna meet him over at the Botanical Garden in 20 minutes.
Right next to the palace?
Yeah.
And that sounds like a smart idea to you?
I'm gonna have to take that chance.
Want me to come with?
No, not this first time. I don't want to scare him. Or her. Besides, like you said, maybe a trap.
Alright then. Try not to get dead, huh?
Check. Alright, I'm off. Anything you want while I'm out?
Yeah, actually, there is.
Such as?
Well, if this CW turns out to be an easy-on-the-eyes kind of female, let her know you got a friend.
Done. Or if she's really easy on the eyes.
No. But... no way, dog. None of this rebound stuff. Besides, you got Vicky baking you little welcome home cupcakes right now.
Come on. Vicky doesn't even know how to bake. Oh, but that was more a figure of speech, wasn't it?
Sharp as a tack, Judd.
He ought to be getting off his shift right about now.
What's his name? Dipper?
Decker. Jim Decker.
How do you know him?
Met him once or twice. He's not what I'd call a poker buddy or anything. That's him.
Henderson, right?
Deputy Commander Henderson.
Sorry, sir.
I want to know what happened this morning. I want to know why SATCOM wasn't working. I want to know why the girl we've been looking for months just slipped through your fingers after we'd had her.
You won't like the answer.
Try me.
The equipment is 20 years old. Too many hours, too many NSC interns spilling their diet soda on it, too many cables and fuses left over from the Cold War.
What happened to regular maintenance? What happened to keeping this stuff ready for just such an occasion?
It happens, sir, but so does the occasional blip. You gotta remember that most of that system was already out of warranty before your monitor friend here was born.
So, blips happen all the time?
Not generally, but I can say this, it was not human error. It was the clearest case of really bizarre equipment failure I've ever seen.
Meaning?
Every other time it goes down, we can trace it. This time, no logic to it at all, and it's still down.
Are you calling this an act of God?
Well, I'm not sure I'd go on record saying that.
Get it fixed. That's all I'm gonna say.
Is there something I can help you with?
No, thanks.
You seem to be deep in thought.
I am.
I suggest the left side of the forehead. That's what I'm going to do.
Excuse me?
Your mark of loyalty. I suggest you get it on the left side of the forehead.
Oh, yeah. All right. How'd you know that's what I was thinking about?
I saw it in your eyes. You want to serve Carpathia, and you want everyone to know it, but I saw you didn't have the mark yet.
Good eyesight.
And a pretty good judge of character, too.
You got a name?
Roy. Roy Donaldson.
Nice to meet you, Roy.
I noticed you're an American, too. What's your name?
Steve. Steve Taylor.
Real glad to meet you, Steve Taylor.
Yeah, listen, I don't want to be rude, but I'm waiting for someone, and I do have some thinking to do.
No problem. No problem at all. I'll let you get back to it. Maybe I'll see you around.
Yeah. Maybe.
Psst.
Now what? Who are you?
Are you with YTF?
Possibly. Are you CW?
Cheng Wong. I saw your mark.
Sure comes in handy. Judd.
Then I heard you chatting with your buddy, Roy. I thought I might be wrong.
You know Roy?
He works in the GC Computer Labs. He's a master programmer, though you'd never guess it.
How do you know that?
My dad is trying to get me a job here.
Oh, yeah, so you said.
My sister works for the GC, too.
Yeah, listen, I want to talk to you, but right now I'm pretty popular with the local peacekeepers. Can we go someplace safe?
No problem. Come with me.
locked the doors. They set fire to the house. Oh,
I can't believe they tried to burn you out like that.
Standard operating procedure for the GC these days, hon.
Yeah, did the same thing to Darian's cottage.
Standard procedure doesn't make it any easier to tolerate.
Well, we got out a window, but they caught us anyhow.
We'll have to see if there's a way to get the Murrays out, too.
No promises on that, though, Charlie.
Charlie knows. He just hopes they're okay.
Morning, sunshine.
Morning.
Coffee?
Couldn't hurt. Thanks, Mrs. Dial.
Okay, and that's the last time we'll be confusing me with my mother. Becky, please.
Boy, not up for 5 minutes. I've already gotten in trouble.
You have that reputation.
Oh, thanks. Wow, that's good coffee. What are we talking about?
Murrays.
If we don't get them out, they'll die.
Yeah, and I've got more good news.
What?
Maggie Carlson, the old lady that helped Darian and me, they arrested her. I just read it online.
So now we gotta rescue her, too?
I'm just saying, but...
What do you want to do? You want to march in there like Moses and yell, "Let my people go"?
It's direct.
It's nuts! When are you gonna realize that we can't save everyone?
How about we all just relax for a minute? Maybe Natalie will have an idea about getting them out.
Sure. Yeah. That's good.
Fine with me.
Okay, now that that's settled, who wants more bacon?
Charlie does. Charlie loves bacon.
Okay, Charlie.
Nice digs. Your dad must be a real bigwig in China.
He contributes quite a bit to the GC. They like his money. I doubt they care about him.
Where did you learn English?
I had an American as a tutor. My sister's is probably better than mine.
Is she Christian?
Yes, but my parents don't know it. They'd flip if they found out either of us were Christians.
Chang, you are back! Who is your friend?
His name is Steve. He's from America.
He is from the Northern Carpathian States.
Sorry, Father.
Nice to meet you, Mr. Wong.
Nice to meet you, Steve. You stay for dinner.
Oh, I don't think I can.
You stay for dinner.
I stay for dinner. Great.
What the Americans say? Super!
Super.
Mrs. Wong, a good cook.
Oh, yeah, it smells great.
Mrs. Wong, make a good dinner.
He's not kidding.
Steve, you work for Grubber Community too, yes?
Me? No, no.
Chang go to work for Grubber Community.
Father, I haven't decided yet.
You work for Grubber Community, no question. You just like sister.
More than you know.
What do you mean?
Nothing, Pop. Nothing.
Pop? You call me Pop? No respect for father! What you call mother? Mammy?
Bishop.
Monitor Bishop?
Yeah. Who's this?
Jim Decker in Satellite Communications.
Guy we talked to this morning?
Yeah, the guy you accused this morning.
The guy who let Vicky B escape this morning.
The guy who knows your secret, morale monitor Natalie Bishop.
Oh, yeah? What secret?
So, I have your attention.
What do you want, Decker?
Uh-uh. Face-to-face, parking lot in 10 minutes.
I'm working.
This'll be worth it.
All right, Decker. What do you want?
I want you to know that I'm not taking the rap for this myself. And if I go down, I'm taking you, Natalie Bishop, morale monitor, gone rogue Carpathia enemy, down with me.
What are you talking about?
Uh-huh.
Something funny? Wait, you're... Take your head off!
Ta-da!
Oh, why are you doing this to me?
Wanted to see if you could handle the pressure.
Yeah, because I need pressure right now, you creep.
Nice to actually meet you.
Yeah, you too.
I know your friends were solid with that Carlson woman that got busted.
I don't know all the details. She's one of us, though. The Murrays, too.
Yeah, I know. And I've been cooking on a little plan to get him out.
Well, now, you were right. This was worth me tearing myself away from the desk.
I really appreciate you and Colin letting us hang out here and eat all your food.
Actually, we're keeping tabs. Once we're into the Millennial Kingdom, you guys will be mowing our lawn for a few years.
Oh, I see. Well, that wouldn't bother me in the least.
What's that?
Inbox alert on our website.
You get some mail?
Yep. cool. Here's one from Natalie. There's another Christian in the Displains GC office. Awesome.
That could be helpful.
She says he may have a plan for getting Maggie and the Murrays out.
There you go. God delivers again. We just need to be more patient.
Bishop, step into my office.
What's going on, sir?
Close the door.
Something wrong?
No, I just wanted to let you know about your temporary reassignment.
Reassignment? Did I do something wrong?
No, actually, this is a bit of an honor for you.
What is it?
You'll get to represent the morale monitors at the processing of the first group taking the loyalty mark in this region.
Where's that happening?
A GC compound in Wheaton.
And people are going to be taking the mark?
Either that or losing their head.
I see. Why me?
The morale monitors have been getting a bit of a black eye in this region ever since Blanca was here. They feel you've been doing a solid job. This is their way of saying thanks.
Oh, so this is a good thing?
Absolutely. Oh, and there might be... Hold on. Henderson. Yes, Commander, it's an honor to speak with you. Are you sure? No, sir, I'm not questioning your orders. It's just that I was led to believe otherwise. Yes, sir. Thank you, sir.
What was all that about?
Commander Blakely? He says to get some of the prisoners ready for transfer.
Which ones?
Maggie Carlson and the Murray couple. They want to send them downstate as soon as possible.
Those were our callers.
I know.
What does he want with them?
They're afraid the Ben Judites may try to spring them. They want to put them on ice as soon as possible.
Nice place you got here, Jim.
Yeah. We were through this way the other night. Didn't have time to stop for cocoa, though. The GC were after us.
What you need is a couple of these.
Peacekeeper you. Officer uniforms?
Whoa, where'd you get these?
After the quake, there was plenty of them all over the streets. It's amazing what you can do if you're not squeamish.
Ugh, I hope you washed them.
Vicky, how's the van coming along?
Clean as a whistle, inside and out.
You sure the paint will dry fast enough?
No, but as long as nobody rubs up against it, they won't know the difference.
Yeah, the logo looks pretty good. Should be no problem.
Well, there's no substitute for the knee action we expect from you guys.
Don't worry. We'll be praying.
Good plan. Because without prayer, this whole thing could go sideways. Fast.
Monitor Bishop?
That's me.
Come this way.
Thank you.
Sorry I wasn't here to greet you when you got here. We had a little excitement already.
What's going on?
Two inmates have... Sorry, you're gonna have to leave your sidearm and pepper spray at the desk.
Oh, sure.
As I was saying, two inmates have already refused the mark of loyalty. They're about to be brought to the loyalty enforcement device.
Just call it a guillotine, okay?
I call it the unkindest cut of all.
You're a sick man.
Thank you. Come this way. This should be good.
You ready for this, Conrad?
Nope. Let's do it.
Just like we planned it. I'm Commander Regis Blakely. You know the drill. Just watch your back.
Okay. Okay, let's go.
You're closer.
Yeah, but it's not our hotel room.
Doesn't matter. If it's for Z, tell him he ain't in.
Fine. Hello?
Chad!
Chang?
Chad, I need to talk to you. This is horrible, horrible!
The Kids Left Behind is based on the best-selling books by Jerry B. Jenkins and Tim LaHaye. To find out more, check out leftbehind.com. And for information on the live-action audio series, stop by gapdigital.com. This live-action audio series is a presentation of Gap Digital and Tyndale House Publishers. Thank you for listening.